I told him I would never leave him. How could I have failed him so completely? While I ran away and cried bitterly from my guilt and shame, my Lord stood alone before his accusers. No, I wasn't there. I cowered in my hiding place while my Lord was out there being tried before Pilate, the Roman governor. When Pilate asked the crowds, "What do you want me to do with the man called the King of the Jews?" they shouted back, "Crucify him!" And so Pilate had the Lord flogged and handed him over to be crucified. I still regret I wasn't there. While I waited in safety, my Lord was taken and clothed with a purple cloak, and they placed a crown of thorns on his head. They struck his head and spat upon him and stripped off his clothes and led him off to be crucified. I wasn't there. John stood by Jesus' mother and Mary Magdalene. From a distance, they watched as the Lord was nailed to a cross and crucified. The soldiers divided up his clothes, and people from all around came to mock him and taunt him with all manner of abuse. Noon, the sky became as dark as the night. How lonely and abandoned he must have felt as he cried out, "My God, why have you forsaken me?" He gave a loud cry and breathed his last. Jesus told us that there is no greater love than when one dies for a friend. How weak was my love that I would not be there with him in his final hour. They took his body from the cross and laid it in a tomb that had been carved out of rock. Then they rolled a stone across the entrance to the tomb. He called me his rock. In his darkest hour, I wasn't there. I felt I had failed him in every way.